Chicken trying to talk to you.
Hey, good morning.
Who am I here?
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I the right one?
Yeah, I hate that microphone.
Well, let's... Can I switch it? Can I get...
Yeah, which one do you want?
This is number 3.
How's that one?
Sounds... Oh, yeah, way better.
Fabulous. Yeah, 4 is always a mess. Hi!
Good morning.
Mike and Bob here today.
Hey.
How you doing? Broadcast day for WMFO just starting right now, and happy to be with you. It is Saturday, November 5th, everybody. Hey, that must be, in this year, must be near the election, huh?
Oh, I
yeah,
know.
I think that's coming up on Tuesday.
I actually already voted.
I did too.
Like every good citizen, you got it out of the way.
I just wanted to do it.
Because I thought I could just put it out of my head, but it's just...
Didn't work.
It's just so... People just will not let it be, you know? And another bombshell this morning. New York Times had another bombshell.
Great.
Yeah, but so read the New York Times this morning.
So it'll be over on Wednesday, right? Maybe.
I hope. Oh God.
Yeah, so...
We better not have another 2,000. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, Bob and I are here till 11 a.m. when something about the women comes in. It is our friend Sue today, so we look forward to that. And on our show today, we have a guest, a duo, actually. Two lovely ladies coming in at 10 a.m. who call themselves Hawthorne. And the two ladies are Taylor Holland, who's been with us before as a solo artist. And joining her today is Heather Marie Scott. Their new EP is called The Arboretum Sessions, recorded right over in Harvard's Arboretum. So looking forward to that for sure. And Bob and I have some new music for you and some freeform. And I think we have a little set having to do with the election and specifically question 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this all my life. I thought in the 70s this question would come up because it's just so stupid for it to be illegal. I'm sorry. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's way less harmful than, you know, other substances that are perfectly legal that you can go buy anywhere. And, you know... I'm sorry, but, you know, it's probably not a good idea to drive on it either, but it's a different kind of danger. It's like you drive too slow, and people will get annoyed at you, and then they'll be the ones to go around.
It's just a choice, you know. It's either Coke or Diet Coke, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's start off with a new noise today. One of my favorite bands of the last couple of years. This is Jamestown Revival. Brand new album called The Education of a Wandering Man.
Like this band.
This is Love is a Burden, everybody, on WMFO.
Been sleeping with the ghost of you. I've been walking in the same old shoes. I've been trying hard to leave you alone. I'd be lying if I said I let you go.
Russian teeters like.
and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Love is all of heaven away.
Good morning, everybody. It is it's us here at WMFO in Medford, 9:22 in the morning. Mike and Bob here. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning person co-host you are.
Hey, you know, I do what I can.
It's tough to do
it. I actually, you know, coming here is actually sleeping in late for me, and yet I'm still my butt's dragging. What can I say?
Yeah, I noticed it. I wasn't going to say anything. I'm so literal in the morning. I don't know why. All right, everybody, let me tell you what we played in that first set. The new noise was from Jamestown Revival, very talented band, brand new CD called The Education of a Wandering Man. That was Love is a Burden. Loved that. And then one of the most beautiful tracks that you didn't know that you knew. That's a band called Steamboats. They have an EP of the same name, and that was Only My Hope. Love that. John Lennon from the Plastic Ono Band.
Remember about that. The 5th of December. The 5th of November, rather, which is today, of course. Guy Fawkes Day. A lot of people know it's Guy Fawkes Day. The explosion at the end is what Guy Fawkes failed to do. He wanted to blow up Parliament, and he failed. So John let him blow it up in that little song.
It just sounded like he did it.
Right. There you go.
All right. And Patti Smith, of course, the remastered version of Because the Night. And then a great cover, Robin Hitchcock, from a CD he did called The Man Upstairs, covering the Psych Furs, the Psychedelic Furs, The Ghost in You.
What a beautiful cover, too.
It was really nice.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, no, because I love the original, as I'm sure you do, too. But yep. It's always nice to hear different artists' takes on songs.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so I had the pleasure of interviewing a guy last night. And what is going on with the CD player? I hate this thing. Sometimes it works. It's blinking at me. Why are you blinking at me?
I hate when that happens.
Oh my goodness! Look at that. Okay, that's better. Okay. All right, I have the CD here.
It's still blinking at you.
It's brand new. This gentleman's name. He's local, called Pratik Poddar. He has a new EP out called "Walking in My Sleep." And we were here the other night, pre-recording an interview and him playing live. That we think we're going to broadcast for reels on December 24th, the day before, because he's got a show coming up on December 27th. This guy really blew me away. He is a singer-songwriter, guitarist, and I think you'll know who his influence is after you hear this song. But again, from his new EP called Walking in My Sleep, and a beautiful song here called Stars Ain't Diamonds, brand new here at WMFO.
Don't you tell me that you don't know how it burns to cry alone. When the sunset fades and all you've got are the tear-stained sheets and your racing thoughts. There's always strings left untied. There's always one more, the last goodbye. This world will break you if you don't allow your knees to hit the floor. 'Cause stars ain't diamonds, rain ain't tears, and love don't last
that someday. Dressed all in black, dug her nails into my back. She pulled away. By and by, it's times like these I remember why. Love don't last a thousand years. We build our walls, we lock our gates, but we'll all be in the dirt someday.
To heart. Come back, darling, cause I need your love. Come back, cause I wanna love ya. Girl, I'm gonna love ya tonight.
Yeah. signs to every story. His, hers, and the lies. When the rapture finds you in territory, unfamiliar, unexplored, unsurmised, then you stumble.
Everybody, it's WMFO right here in Medford, 9:43 in the morning with Mike here, all over the mic, and Bob Angel here, all over his mic over there.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Now, that's that last song we heard is from a band called Hilton Park. Brand new CD they put out called Moments. They play all over the place. They toured all down, up and down the East Coast a little while ago. I know this guy from back in my days when I was on radio in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, WHEB. He was in a great rock band called The Cause. And, he's a musician through and through, lives the life totally. And now he has his son joining him, Connor. Bruce Hilton is his name. I don't know if I remember to mention that. Connor Hilton and Greg Panier make up Hilton Park, and great sound and record. That was my first chance having a chance to listen to it, and I'm going to have to listen to it a little bit more, and maybe we'll even play a little bit more and talk to Bruce when I'm on tomorrow for between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. How about that?
There you go. Perfect. All right, so again, that's, the CD is called Moments. The artist is Hilton Park. That was Mayfly Moment. Beautiful stuff, Bob. Yeah. That was great. The Stripes before that, from their excellent debut album called Snapshot in 2014. That was Mystery Man. Alex Chilton, speaking of Mystery Man, from his CD called Box Bottom, that was Can't Seem to Make You Mine. Beautiful track from Elton John's Tumbleweed Connection way back in 1972. There was Asking the Musical Question. Where to Now, St. Peter? I love that song. Mm-hmm. And another local artist here that I had the pleasure of meeting on Thursday night, and a friend of Taylor Holland who's here. Hey, say hi. Yeah, Pratik Poddar. Had him in here Thursday night, and we got to
hear. That was great, too.
It was fantastic. His new EP is called Walking in My Sleep, and that was a great selection from there called Stars Ain't Diamonds. We have an interview, and we have him playing live. We're probably going to broadcast that the day before Christmas on December 24th. That's what we're aiming for. So check him out. You can find him at Bandcamp as well. His name is spelled Pratteek, first name, last name Poddar. Check him out. It was awesome.
Yeah, such amazing talent that we have here. And Lisa, what's her last name?
Bastoni.
I got to play that her too, because it's just she's just great.
Yeah, she's just coming up now too.
Yeah, great. Oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, like you didn't know that. Lisa Bastoni, our good friend, another local artist here who's just blowing us away. She's got a new CD out called The Wishing Hour.
Check this out.
Which
this
is fantastic. This is a selection I hadn't played recently, but she played it when she was here about a year ago. This one is called Wichita from her brand new record, again called The Wishing Hour. Lisa Bastoni, brand new here at WMFO.
You can with your head in the stars and your hands. shelters. On the sound running helter skelter down through the Mississippi Delta. No place to call your own. Mixing up drinks with mixed feelings. All along the paint was peeling. Down to an Indian blanket on a pony with no rider in the flesh and
radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!